price of money. But we all know that at some level, it's an illusion. Money isn't even gold or paper today. It's zeros and ones in banking computers. What is it? It's like a shapeshifter or a canvas. It assumes whatever meaning or emotion we project on it. In the end, money isn't what we're after, is it? I mean, think about it. What do we really, really want? What are the feelings and the emotions we think money will create for us? The feeling of empowerment, or of freedom, or security, or of helping those we love and those in need, or just of having choice, of the feeling of being alive? Money is certainly one of the ways we can turn the dreams we have into the reality we live. But even if money is just a perception, an abstract concept, it doesn't feel that way when you don't have enough of it. I've been there, I bet you have too. And one thing's for sure, you either use money or it uses you. You either master money or on some level, money masters you. How you deal with money reflects how you deal with power. Is it an affliction or a blessing, a game or a burden? When I was choosing the title of this book, a few people were actually outraged at the suggestion that money could be a game. How could I use such a frivolous term for such a serious topic? But hey, let's get real. As you'll soon see, the best way to change your life is to find people who are already achieving what you want and then model their behavior. You want to master your finances? Find a financial master and imitate what he or she does with money, and you'll have found